Hi everyone, this is Deacon Louis Zimlick here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo, and welcome to the Epiphany Radio Program. We're glad you're with us here today on this second Sunday of Easter, or Divine Mercy Sunday. And it's a very beautiful day out today, and heading towards spring, even though, you know, we've had these snow showers this last week, and really, you know, we talk about this, and I like to talk about this. Nature is the first way that we know that God is real, that God exists, and the first way we get to know God is through God's creation. The trees and the water and the mountains and everything, the planets and the stars, the sun and the moon. And we have to know that there is something greater than an accident happening. You know, that poof, all of this stuff happened. And, you know, God made, you know, Canadian geese and sparrows and night crawlers and all of these, all the animals, all the different creatures of the world. And God made us. And in a special way, I want us to think about today about God as Father. God as our Father. And, for some religions, that's a blasphemous thing to say, that God is our Father. But God is our Father. God is our Father. Jesus is our brother. And the Holy Spirit, this Trinity that comes to us, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, that comes to us, that brings us salvation. Through the fullness of time, this would all come about. And it has come about for all of us today. And as we read these scriptures today, and to think of that word Father too, in some ways I think it's if we follow things along, because even Jesus Christ is a big thing for us to handle, a big thing to come to realize. And I think in a certain way we need to come to learn about the Father first, the Old Testament. Learn about the Father first. That's why in every Catholic Mass, not right now, of course, because it's Easter time in the church, we'll read from Acts of the Apostles, our first reading. But in ordinary time, generally during the church, we read from the Old Testament, because there is so much wisdom that comes from that. And it is this fullness of time going forward all the way back to Abraham to today, to our relationship with God through the Holy Spirit, through the blessing of the Holy Spirit. So we have God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and this Trinity that makes up what the church has accomplished in the fullness of time to come to us. And I know that there's a lot of churches that, you know, they don't like to talk about the Holy Spirit. You know, it's too deep, it's too big. And of course, there's churches that, you know, downplay Jesus, that Jesus isn't really God and things like that. I tell you, my brothers and sisters, these are false teachings. These are false teachings. And I love my Mormon brothers and sisters and Seventh-day Adventists and Jehovah's Witnesses, but they do not look at Jesus as God. You know, they do not look at Jesus as God. That Jesus is this fulfillment of all of the prophecies, and that this Holy Spirit comes to us. And of course, there's many other denominations that teach all different kinds of doctrines and different kinds of teachings, different Christian churches and other religions that teach all different kinds of things. And I tell you, my brothers and sisters, be very careful. Be very careful who you're sitting down listening to. You know, it may all sound good. It may tickle the ears. You may feel good about the community that you're in. You know these people. You like the donuts. You like the coffee. You like the fellowship. I get that. But is it the truth? Is it the truth? Are they teaching you the truth? And is it the fullness of the faith? And I tell you, my brothers and sisters, 2,000 years, the Catholic Church. 2,000 years, the Catholic Church. The fullness of Christianity. The fullness of the Word and the fullness of the Eucharist, Holy Communion. Okay? We just do Liturgy of the Word in this program, but then there's Liturgy of the Eucharist. Receiving Jesus Christ in the Holy Eucharist, in Holy Communion. Receiving the blood of Jesus in the sacred wine. The body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. And yes, it is big stuff. And it is, you know, in some ways, you know, if your church isn't teaching you something that's really like, wow, then maybe it's not of God. Maybe if it, you know, you understand perfectly everything, be careful. Be very careful, my brothers and sisters, especially anyone who thinks they've got it all figured out. I got it all figured out. You know, can be very dangerous. So this is the second Sunday of Easter. In case you're just joining us, my name is Deacon Louis Zemlich. You're here in the, it's here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. This is outreach of the Catholic Church, inviting you to come home. And those who have fallen away from the church, come back home. Come back to the church. Those who don't know anything about Christianity, or they don't know anything about the church, or Jesus, or God, or the Holy Spirit, come to the church. We will teach you. We will show you in Scripture. We will show you in thousands of years of tradition, all the way back to Abraham, these beautiful traditions that the church holds to be true, not only in the Old Testament, but in the New Testament as well. So let us begin our readings. This is the second Sunday of Easter, also called Divine Mercy Sunday, which is also this, we see in this, St. Faustina has this image, she sees this image of Jesus, and she sees these rays of water and blood, right? This white ray representing baptism and this red ray representing the Eucharist, the blood of Jesus. There's two greatest sacraments in the church, baptism and the Holy Eucharist. And that is celebrated this day here in the church. And also as a shout out to our brothers and sisters in the Eastern Church too, who celebrate Easter today. Happy Easter to our brothers and sisters of the Orthodox faith, Greek Orthodox, Russian Orthodox. Happy Easter to all of you, and God's blessings to you as well. And maybe someday we are all one. That would be a beautiful thing. That would be a beautiful thing. So let us start with Acts of the Apostles 4, 32 through 35. The community of believers was of one heart and one mind, and no one claimed that any of his possessions was his own. But they had everything in common. With great power, the apostles bore witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great favor was accorded them all. There was no needy person among them, for those who owned property or houses would sell them, bring the proceeds of the sale, and put them at the feet of the apostles. And they were distributed to each according to their need. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So a little bit different, you know, Acts of the Apostles. So usually we'd have an Old Testament reading here, but we are in the Easter season. And as we can see in the Acts of the Apostles here, the community is starting to come together. The church is starting to come together. So our next reading is from 1 John. We'll revisit that reading, that Acts of the Apostles. We'll revisit and what the church is teaching, how God is speaking to us through that word too. We'll go come back to that. Our second reading is from 1 John 5, 1 through 6. That's 1 John 5, 1 through 6. Beloved, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is begotten by God. And everyone who loves the Father loves also the one begotten by him. And this way we know that we love the children of God. When we love God and obey His commandments. For the love of God is this, that we keep His commandments. And His commandments are not burdensome. For whoever is begotten by God conquers the world. And the victory that conquers the world is our faith. Who indeed is the victor over the world, but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is the one who came through water and blood, Jesus Christ, not by water alone, but by water and blood. The Spirit is the one that testifies, and the Spirit is truth. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our gospel reading today is the Gospel of John, John 20, 19 through 31. That's John 20, 19 through 31. On the evening of the first day of the week, when the doors were locked, where the disciples were, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst, and he said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, though the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book. But these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So a beautiful, beautiful reading from the Gospel of John. And it's interesting too, well, we'll come back to that, but there's three conversations going on there in that Gospel, and we're going to come back to that. We'll talk about that a little bit more. In case you're just joining us, this is Deacon Louis Zemlich here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo, and this is the Epiphany Radio Program. Call it the Epiphany Radio Program because we hope that today is an awakening for you, that today will be the greatest day for the rest of your life, because you will want and seek out this relationship with Jesus Christ. More than just a personal relationship with God, with Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, but an intimate relationship with the triune God. An intimate relationship with God, who is my Father. With God, Jesus, who is my brother. And the Holy Spirit, God, who is inside of me and inside of you, if you are baptized. We think about that, my brothers and sisters, the profoundness of that. That it is not just enough. Not just enough to have just this or just that. But to find the wholeness, the fullness of our Christian faith. Of our Catholic, universal faith. In God Almighty. In Jesus Christ. And in His Holy Spirit. And we see all of those things witnessed today in these scriptures. I'll get more into that in the gospel. But let us start with our first reading. All Christians should be ready to help those who are in need. The communion of saints, all praying for us. And to be a witness of Jesus Christ, as this Acts of the Apostles tells us, to be witnesses to Christ in the resurrection, that we have eaten and drank with Him. And we do that every time we go to Mass. We eat the Eucharist, Holy Communion, body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. We drink the blood of that covenant and the wine that has changed into by the Holy Spirit, by the epiclesis, by the priest's hands, the hands of Jesus over the simple bread and wine, the calling down of the Holy Spirit that makes us the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. And then this very profound reading, our second reading from 1 John 5, 1 through 6. That we are born to say that God is our Father, my brothers and sisters. And so I ask you that question. And maybe you're a Christian, you believe in Jesus Christ, this is beautiful. You've been baptized, this is beautiful. But do you call God Father? Or when you think of that, you think of that, or you say that, that God is my Father? God is my Father? We are born of God. We can say our Father. When we say that prayer, our Father, who art in heaven, am I really looking at those words? And I'll tell you, my brothers and sisters, get that prayer out. Look at that today. And pray that over and over again. Look at those words. Digest those words. I'm going to talk about this a little bit next week. There's a beautiful thing that's by Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI on the Our Father, this treatise that he does on the Our Father. And I'll tell you what, it'll just blow your mind that the petitions that are given in that, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Yes, deliver us from evil. Keep us away from evil. Protect us from the evil that's in this world. And evil does exist. You know, there was someone who had said that, you know, the Pope had said this, or that Pope had said that that hell didn't exist. Well, the reporter who made that reference is 92 years old. He owns a newspaper, I think it's in Italy. And he's very liberal, and he's not well. His belief in God is so weak, I think he's almost become an atheist. And so he is no real friend of the church. Not at this point. But he's searching at 92. Still searching. But he made that comment out of context that Pope Francis had said that. Well, he didn't say that. Pope Francis did not say it. He didn't say it 2 years ago when he had said it 2 years ago. And he didn't say it this last week either. Before Easter of all times, right? To come out and say something like that. But the devil is at work, my friends. The devil is at work. He's at work in the media. The media is not to be trusted, my brothers and sisters. And most of our politicians are not to be trusted either. You know, current day, past, present, and future, not to be trusted. Always, always, always to be looked at and listened to very carefully. Just like you would any preacher, too, for that matter. So let me read this about the Our Father, about Father. So we can invoke God as Father because He is revealed to us by His Son. Become man, and because His Spirit makes Him known to us. The personal relation of the Son to the Father is something that man cannot conceive, or nor the angelic powers even dimly see. And yet, the Spirit of the Son grants a participation in that very relation to us who believe that Jesus is the Christ, and that we are born of God. You hear that, my brothers and sisters? Born of God. You and me. What great news is this? What unbelievable news is this? To meditate on that. That I am a child of God. That Jesus has made that possible. For dying on the cross. The power of His Holy Spirit to come into me to change my life, that I need to meditate on that. That I need to think about that. That I am the one who needs to change. That I am the one who needs to love. That I am the one who needs to forgive. That I am the one who needs to cry out, Abba, Father. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. It's so beautiful. It's so powerful. God gives that to you, gives that to me. This day, for an epiphany to be for me, for this to be the Divine Mercy Sunday for me, to forgive my ex-wife, to forgive my ex-husband, to forgive my brothers, my sisters. That not what has God has done for me today. He's done everything for me today. He's made it possible for this to happen for me today. That's what God has done. God does not reach down and grab us. Maybe sometimes He does. But God intends us to do these things. God intends us to act in love, in mercy, in divine mercy. With His will. I also wanted to mention too, if you want to listen to anything else about Catholic Radio or anything about the Catholic Church, you can also listen to HolyFamilyRadio.net, 91.5 FM, Kalamazoo area, 89.7 FM, AM 1140 in Grand Rapids area, and 98.3 in Grand Rapids area. And go to the Diocese of Kalamazoo website, diokzoo.org, and holyfamilyradio.net. I just had to get that in there. A little commercial for my brothers and sisters in the Catholic radio business. So, But very powerful scriptures today, my brothers and sisters. And this isn't just today. This is every day. Meditate on this all week long. God is my Father. God is my Father. God is my Father. Jesus is my brother. Jesus is my Savior. Jesus is my brother. The Holy Spirit is my helper. The Holy Spirit is within me. The Holy Spirit changes simple wine and bread into the body and blood of Jesus Christ. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And to try in a small way, to try, because that's all we can do is try, in a small way to understand God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Very powerful. So let me go into what the church teaches, because we only have like 3 or 4 minutes left here. In this, and also to remember this too, that this same scripture reading will be read about 40 some days from now, Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit comes down upon, right here where we see this. But the Holy Spirit is always pouring out down upon us. That's another thing that's been told by some churches, you know, if the Holy Spirit only came down for the first 100 years or 200 years or 500 years or Thursday afternoons or whatever. No. Holy Spirit is pouring out upon us constantly. Constantly God is pouring out His love. Constantly Jesus is pouring out His love. Constantly the Holy Spirit is pouring Himself out onto us. So, remember that. But this will also be read at Pentecost. Right? At Pentecost, after the ascension, the Lord ascends, Jesus ascends, sends us the Advocate, sends us His Holy Spirit to be with us, to be with us, to help us to make good decisions. That guilt that you feel inside of you is the Holy Spirit screaming for you to confess, to say you're sorry, I repent. Jesus, God Almighty, give me the strength. Give me the strength to say I'm sorry. Jesus entrusts His power to the apostles. The ordained priesthood is established in this scripture. Direct Jesus, this direct contact with us. Jesus makes direct contact with us. Only God forgives sins. Jesus is God, and God has appointed men in His name to forgive sins, in God's name, in Jesus' name, to forgive sins. Jesus gives up the ghost, gives up the Holy Spirit on the cross, right? He breathes His last. But that Spirit returns, and returns to you and I. Jesus gives the apostles authority to forgive sins. And then in this very gospel, He breathes on them. Receive the Holy Spirit. He breathes on them. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them. And whose sins you retain, they are retained. So it's so beautiful. So there's all the different teachings that are in here. And let's see if we can go through them. A few more. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. God sends us on this mission, this misso, this mass. The mass is our mission, and that's where we're given our mission. That's where we're given this great mission. So just a couple of minutes left here. I want to encourage you to get this book, Saint Mary Magdalene, Prophetess of Eucharistic Love, by Father Sean Davidson, a nice Irish name. St. Mary Magdalene, Prophetess of Eucharistic Love. And just a few minutes left, my brothers and sisters, but may God bless you richly this week. Focus on the God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And may Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you all. We love you. See you next week.